imagine our fine city, proud upon the plain, sparkling in its wealth of sun and rain. In the busy marketplace, drawing dark and doubtful looks, a beggar woman with a dozen dusty books. Is the sum of all the knowledge, all the wisdom of the world, and it is yours for a single sack of gold. If that's the wisdom in your books, we say gold's not quite the price. No, we'll not pay a single grain of rice. She knows that we're not buying, we'd rather have her go. She takes her leave, but not without a show. She bends and builds a fire, sets half the books in blaze, and when they're gone, takes the other six away. Winter comes in hard, and though we are well prepared, we bless the day that spring subdues the pain. Then on the city walls, a lookout gives a call, the strange woman approaching on the plain. Amongst the spices and rare silks, bookbound but unbowed, the beggar woman challenges the crowd. Half of all the knowledge, half the wisdom of the world, but mark the price now, two full sacks of gold. Half the books for twice the price, you really are a fool. This is a buyer's market after all. She looks so sad but still sets five of the books in place, takes the last one away across the plain. At last the cold recedes, at last some warmth, at last the ancient crow. 1/12 of all the knowledge and the wisdom of the world, and it is yours for 16 sacks of gold. Well, let's haggle here, we say, sure she will take them bait. We have only budgeted for 16 sacks, she cries, you really are such fools. This is a seller's market after all. So at last we make them deal, every scrap of gold the cost. We could not bear the one last book. Of all the knowledge, we hope it's good, we say. It is, she sighs, but you are not so blessed. 1/12 of all the knowledge and the wisdom of the world. Such a shame, you should have seen the told a story. we'll never hear the sound. We'll just smell them burning embers.